This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet robe. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only Mario Cantone.
I've been behind many velvet robes and they never let me in.
Well, you know what? You're behind this velvet. You see what happens after you're on The Masked Singer, Mario?
Yeah, I get into Studio 54, even though it doesn't exist anymore.
even though it doesn't exist anymore. Welcome, Maze is in the house.
Oh, yes, I am.
How has it sunk in, like, this whole experience? I mean, you're fresh off your Masked Singer elimination and experience. Yeah. How has it been?
Well, it was an amazing experience, first of all. I had the best time. I was furious that I was eliminated. Furious. I was robbed of the Oscar in 1939 for Dark Victory. It was, from beginning to end, it was quite amazing. I mean, you're shot out of a cannon. I was called, you know, maybe a few weeks before, and I was like, okay. And luckily, my husband, Jerry Dixon, who is a Broadway actor and director and writer, he was like, you know, let's do this. And we knew it was the Andrew Lloyd Webber night. He picked out the song Heaven on Your Mind, which I love. I love Jesus Christ Superstar. And he made my rehearsal track. So we were rehearsing before we got to LA. So that was a good thing because I need rehearsal. As much as I hate rehearsal, I need it. So, and then, you know, you get there and you had a lot of help. I had Allison, incredible vocal coach, and Miguel, who was the musical director, was amazing. You threw him arrangements and he just did it. You know, it was quite a thrill. The producers were amazing. I had a great time. I had a ball. I wish I could have gone on a little bit longer, you know, not too much, because eventually I like to go home. You know, I'm the laziest man in show business, but, I had a great time. I really did. And, you know, it was a blast.
And listen, like, if you have to go out, you're going out with, like, Gloria Gaynor and Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Well, first of all, the accolades from the judges and Andrew Lloyd Webber was worth everything. Then you don't care if you're eliminated because, like, look at what they said. I'm good. I can live on that forever. And then you're eliminated with Gloria Gaynor. I mean, I'm fine with that. She was amazing, and I know her. I hosted Bette Midler's Halloween last year because Bette couldn't do it because she was filming Hocus Pocus 2. And Gloria was the musical guest that night. So I got to meet her and know her. So when I didn't know it was her the whole time until, like, you know, we were unmasked and then we finally got to meet and say hello after it was all said and done. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, talk about a Studio 54 reference, but, you know, I mean, online, a lot of the people that watched The Masked Singer, you know, there was Paula Deen was the name that kept coming up. They said Paula Deen, you know, a lot of people said Caitlin Bristow. I mean, it was a whole bunch of, like, women that could possibly have a big voice.
Yeah. Paula Deen.
I think because of the corn and there was the butter clue.
Oh, that's hilarious. Know. Paula Deen. Oh my God. Hey y'all. My sons love corn. Yeah. It wasn't Paula Deen.
It was not Paula Deen. But listen, you know, there you go. Do you know, do you have any clue of who the harp is? I mean, everyone's talking about the harp
this
season.
No, I don't know. I do not know. I have no idea who anybody is. No, I don't know. I don't want to know. You know, I want to see it as it goes, like everybody else.
Absolutely. That's kind of how I feel too.
I'm a harpy, but I'm not a harp.
Everyone's talking about the harp. Well, look, it's a far cry from, you know, your day job and just like that. I mean, I know filming has started. Like I said, yes, you know, we were talking, I live in New York. We've seen like SJP around the streets. I mean, yeah. Have you filmed any of the new season yet? Your part?
Oh yes, I did. I did a day and then I got a bunch to do next week. Yep. Yep. Yeah, it's fun. It's great. I'm having a blast. I love my material. Michael Patrick King writes so brilliantly, and all the writers. It's great. It's going to be a good season. It's going to be fun. So yeah, and I'm just glad to be back. I'm the luckiest boy in the world. You know, it came back. I'm not lucky that they called me because it came back because they should call me. But I'm lucky that I'm part of this phenomenon for years.
Are you shocked that it came back?
I don't know. I mean, when we didn't do the third movie, I thought it was over. But so, yeah, I was shocked, but I was just like elated. Look, nothing, you know, there's so many things that don't work out, especially in my career. There's so many things that have fallen through. You know, it's been not easy, but this came through and at a good time. In my third act.
I'm just as happy as you are that it came back, you know. What do you say, you know, to all like the naysayers? You know, like obviously you're aware of all like the criticism when this show came out.
I just, read like, everything.
You
I
do?
Read everything. Oh, I certainly do. I flood myself. But luckily, you know, I would say personally and selfishly for me, it's been great. You know, I mean, so, but I think, look, I mean, a lot of people have their things about it, but you know, that's the good thing. Everyone's talking about it, and it was one of the highest watched shows in HBO Max history. So, you know, go ahead, say what you want to say. Gather around the water cooler, talk, bitch, complain, love, and that's what it's all about. And people were so married to this series and these movies that they have their opinion. You know, they have the right to their opinion. But they certainly continue to watch it.
That's the thing. At the end, I think it's a strange consumer these days. Like a lot of people are just, I don't even know if hate watching is the right word, but it's not just, it's so many things. And people are so angry about what they're watching, but they can't turn away.
But they can't turn away. Yeah. 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 It's true. But, you know, hate watching. I mean, if I really hate something, I'm not going to watch it. So, you know,
I agree with you. I mean, it's the same thing I say to my, you know, you people, you know, the online trolls. I'm like, but you listen to me every day. So,
yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Are there any secrets that you would like to reveal?
No, no, David.
I don't think so.
You know, here's one. David is my confirmation name.
It's a good name.
It is a great, it's one of my favorite names, you know. I don't know if you are watching Turner Classic Movies, but I'm obsessed with that station. I have it on 24/7. And last October, I did every Sunday with Ben Mankiewicz, my bromance, and we presented two horror movies. And this year, we're back every Monday night. It's the thing that I live for more than any. I mean, I love The Masked Singer. I love it just like that. But Turner Classic Movies is my game. And I worm my way in there like E. Harrington. And I got to do that month-long spotlight last year, and I'm doing it again, and I'm doing more next year. I love it. And we showed Possessed 2 Mondays ago with Joan Crawford, and she's obsessed with the man named David, and she's a schizophrenic, and she's walking around the streets at the beginning in no makeup, and she's just going, you know, dazed, and she's like going, I'm looking for David. Are you David? And the bus stops and the door opens. She goes, is David on this bus? No, ma'am, he's not. Where's David? It's so David is my favorite name. And of course, the statue of David.
Well, listen, I didn't think you wanted to reveal any secrets here, but you know, you can't blame a girl for trying.
You should absolutely ask, you know. And instead, yes. I swerved off an exit to something I really wanted to talk about.
Turner Classic Movies, The Masked Singer.
Turner Classic Movies, yeah.
It's all good stuff. Well, I mean, like you said, you know, you say like disappointment, like you've, you know, and look, it's a tough business, right?
Oh God.
When you talk about things that you almost got or that you were in the mix for, is this true? Because I read this somewhere. Were you in the mix for Jack McFarlane on Will and Grace? Like, did you ever?
I auditioned for it, but I didn't get it. And I went to college with Max Muchnick, and he didn't give me the job. But who could be better than Sean Hayes? Nobody. So I got what I was supposed to get. And you know, I don't think I was in the mix for it. I don't know how far I went for it. I know I was seen twice, but yeah, I don't know. But you know, it was a great show. I watched it, and I love watched it every week. Not hate watched it.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Remember that season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians when Scott Disick became a lord and he now wants us to refer to him as Lord Disick? Well, you know what? I've been obsessed with doing the same thing ever since then. And now I found out there's actually a way. I need to tell you guys about Highland Titles. This is a company that's been running for 16 years and they can make you a lord or a lady for less than $50. The way they do this is by allowing you to buy a piece of land as little as 1 square foot from their Highland estate. This legitimately makes you a Scottish landowner, allowing you to claim the title of lord or lady. Now I'm in the process of doing this. So once it's done, you know, I'd like you to refer to me as Lord David. Now as we head into the Christmas period or for any special event such as birthdays or anniversaries by visiting Highland Titles, you can get an amazing and truly everlasting gift for your loved one. Once you've ordered your gift from Highland Titles, you or your loved one will get an official personalized certificate and a beautiful gift in the mail, access to the online dashboard where you can download your certificate, view images of the land. And if you ever visit Scotland, you can visit your very own small patch of the Scottish countryside at the Highland Titles Nature Reserve. By visiting highlandtitles.com and using the discount code VELVET, you get 15% off anything on the site. highlandtitles.com, use code VELVET and get 15% off. Did you guys know that October is National Eczema Awareness Month? And according to the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, while it's usually thought of as a childhood disease, around 16.5 million adults in the U.S. have eczema. 51.3% of adults with the most common form of eczema say it limits their lifestyle. But that doesn't and no longer needs to be the case. I have to tell you about GladSkin. GladSkin is a new category of skin treatment that is made for people of all ages. GladSkin uses a micro-e-balance, a revolutionary protein that restores the balance of the good and bad bacteria that live on your skin so it can finally heal. It's so effective that 91% of users, adults and children, who tried their top-selling eczema cream reported significant improvements after just 7 days. So if you've been frustrated with your treatment options, don't wait to try GladSkin. They are offering my listeners 15% off plus free shipping on your first order at gladskin.com/velvet. That's gladskin.com/velvet for 15% off plus free shipping. gladskin.com/velvet. Oh my God, I have to tell you guys about Organifi. Organifi is a line of organic superfood blends that offers plant-based nutrition made with high quality ingredients. Each Organifi blend is science-backed, and that's why I love it, because it makes sense to me to craft the most effective doses with ingredients that are organic and free of fillers and contain less than 3 grams of sugar per serving. I also love that Organifi is so easy to use. You just open the package, add water or your favorite beverage, and drink. You could use them on the go or at home after a workout when you wake up. I've told you guys about Organifi Green and Organifi Red, but oh my God, I just tried the gold. They all taste so great. The gold I needed today because it's for rest and relaxation and it supports a healthy stress response. Man, with all going on in the housewife's world, I needed to just de-stress. I also love that there's so much variety. Also, it doesn't break the bank. It works out to be less than $3 a day. Head on over to Organifi.com/velvetrope and use code VELVETROPE at checkout to receive 20% off your entire order. That's Organifi, Organifi.com/velvetrope and use code VELVETROPE at checkout to get 20% off your entire order today. Love watched it, but listen, it was the same time as Sex and the City. So like you said, you might not have been Anthony. It was pretty much the same time.
It was. Yeah, it was. It was. It's true.
Why, you know, I followed your career, like, you know, it's not just about Sex and the City, like Steampipe Alley and like a little shout out to Men in Trees. I had the pleasure of having Anne Heche on this podcast.
Working with her. She was beautiful to work with, by the way. I had a great time with her. She was lovely to me. And that was a good experience, except for the fact that was, you know, I had to fly to Vancouver every week. But, you know, it's not that I love Vancouver. I just, you know, I'm in New York and it's, you know, it's like going to Hawaii or Bora Bora. It's a long flight. But I had a good time with that show. I really, John Amos, who I loved. Oh, God, it was just really, it was lovely.
It was a great show. What do you attribute Sex and the City? Like, you know, the fact that now we have a second incarnation, like, what do you think, you know, what this show did for like LGBTQ? We had two main gay characters like in the 90s. That was, fashion, and New York.
Yeah. I mean, it was way ahead of its time, and what it did for women and their sexuality and their sexual life. You know, being unashamed of it and you know, wanting what they want and going after what they get and all their disappointments. In New York City was like, they said, you know, it's always been the fifth character, you know, and I'll tell you what it did. I live like 8 blocks from the Meatpacking District, and the Meatpacking District, when I got there, was the Meatpacking District. It was, you know, they were slaughtering cows and slicing, you know, it was a butcher. It was a big, you know, area for butchering animals to eat. And now, because they were, you know, people had they would go down to the they filmed a lot of the Meatpacking District. There was an apartment there, and I forget who had the apartment there, but anyway, that accelerated the growth. That I think Sex and the City accelerated the growth of the Meatpacking District. It became this go-to place, the Soho House, and, you know, Pastis, and, you know, I go down there all the time, except on weekends when drunk women chase me.
And now what it costs to live there. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah.
All those buildings. How do you, just from being friends with her and working with her, how do you think, like, just from the 90s to today, like, SJP has changed, like, as an actress, as a human?
Well,
like,
I think she was always a great actress, and she's always been so kind. And I've, you know, socialized with her and her husband, who I also adore, Matthew, who's one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. And, but in this incarnation, that last season of In Just Like That, she was at the top of her game, you know, and she, like, we lost Willie. That was horrible. It was very difficult. It was incredibly sad. And they had to rewrite on the fly. And I remember coming in I came in the day after he passed. I was working and I just broke. It was horrible. And she took me, SJ took me out and just, you know, calm me down, soothe me. And she's like you know, she's like a sister. She's amazing to work with. And the great thing was that I was always in Charlotte's life. And look, it had been 11 years since the last movie. So obviously I am friends with Carrie. Anthony is friends with Carrie, but audiences need to be spoon fed and they need to see it. I've been put into her life now, which is, you know, a great thing. I mean, I get to go to lunch with them. I get to, you know, I get to be part of her life and as well as Charlotte's life and Miranda. And so, and I hope I get to be part of some of the new characters who I love, like, you know, Sarita Chowdhury, who I adore. She's become a very close friend, and Karen Pittman is wonderful. And Nicole Ari Parker, who I adore, I love her. So, I mean, I hope I get to play with them too. I don't know yet. I get these episodes one at a time. That's how I like it. I don't want to know.
You don't.
I don't want to know. No, I don't. I want to discover it at the table read. That's when I read it. That's how I do it.
Was there something comforting about, you know, the fact that you guys were in production, like when Willie passed, you know, the fact that, I mean, not that everyone was so far away, you lived in New York, but was there at least?
Yes, we were all together. Yeah. We were all together. It was, I mean, to be separated during that wouldn't have been fun. No, it wouldn't have been a good thing. We were together. We all kind of just huddled together and powered through and did it and kept them in our hearts the whole time.
That's what I would have thought.
Yeah.
Is there a certain storyline of like yours or Carrie's or anyone's that you thought just like jumped the shark, like throughout the years, where you're just like, oh guys, come on. I can't believe we're doing this.
No, not really. I don't tell the writers what to do. I'm not one of those people that like, if there's there's a few things I've improvised here and there, but Michael Patrick King, I've known him since 1983. We did stand up together. He wrote me this part. I didn't know it was going to continually come back. No, I only did 12 episodes over the last 4 years of the show.
Wow.
Season 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then I did both movies, which kind of solidified it. But my ear parts are going out. This is not good. But anyway, I'm going to have to do the rest of these Zoomers today without ear parts. So I hope they can deal with it. But anyway, this character is very much part of him. And he writes for me better than anybody. I mean, if I'll improvise and suggest something, and sometimes he'll say no, and sometimes he'll let it fly, and sometimes he'll love it and then decide, no, I don't like it. But I never read something and go, excuse me, Michael, can we talk in the writer's room about this? Never. I trust him. I would walk into any room with him blindfolded. So yeah, I'm good.
Wow. Well, another part of your career, which I've loved every time you're on The View or you've been on The View, I've loved watching you on The View.
I love doing The View. I miss it. Because I used to do it so much.
You did it a lot.
It started years ago. I did. It started when, you know, Joy had me on her Comedy Corner. That's how it started. And then I think the second or third time I did her Comedy Corner, I think I did it after the Golden Globes. And I just went off about the Golden Globes. They were like, hey, why don't you come on after every award ceremony and rip it apart. So that was fun. But you can't do that anymore because people get so offended. So I'm glad it's over. I don't want anybody coming after me for shit, I say. I'm too old for that crap. Like, no, thank you. I'm tired. As Fantasia would say, I'm tired. I'm tired.
It's a different world we live in today, yes.
Yeah,
but
you can't say shit.
You can't say shit. I mean, after The Masked Singer, though, you know, sometimes the phone starts ringing, you know, you with this new panel, like if you got a call to join The View, you wouldn't.
No. Years ago, I would have, but now, no. I don't want to be on TV every day and have people coming after me for what I say. No, it's none of your business. No, thank you. Mm-mm. No, I'm good. Look, especially now with this coming back, I'm good. You know? I don't know what's going to happen. This is season 2. I would love it to go on a little bit more, but then I'm fine. I can continue to be the laziest man in show business.
It's like, listen, I think it's got a long run ahead of it, just like The Masked Singer does.
Yes, it does. Oh, that's endless. Yes. That's amazing. And it's when I first heard about it, I was like, before it was on the air, I was like, what? And then I watched it. I was like, this is on. They've hooked into something. And, you know, people are just, it's watched by millions. So, you know.
As soon as I heard the idea, I was like, this is literally the most brilliant thing I've ever heard.
Oh, my God. No question. Yep.
The possibilities
if they asked me to be a judge on it, I would.
You would?
Oh, sure. Yes, why not?
So
if they ask me to be a judge on any kind of show like that, I would do it. I don't want to be a contestant. No. On that I would. But like, I get asked to do reality shows all the time. Like, you know, I'm not going to live in a house with 8 people for 3 weeks. And I get offered this stuff. I don't even negotiate up. I just say no. There's no way ever. That was a rule. And this, like I said, is a talent competition. Even Dancing with the Stars, American Idol, they're talent competitions. You know, they're really not reality shows. To me, a reality show is when you get into someone's life and you follow them around with the camera 24/7. That's a reality show. Or you know, it's mixed of fiction and fact, but you're planning things, but it's a family or whoever. That's a reality show. It's not when it has a variety, like Dancing with the Stars to me is like the closest thing to a variety show that we have, especially when it was on early and there were two nights and that second result night, you know, people would come on and sing and it was like, you know, it was like a variety show. It was amazing. It's great. It's thrilling. Now that show I love, watch every time, but I'd never do it because it's all rehearsal. And I can dance. All right. It's all rehearsal. I'm not doing that. And the Masked Singer is like, I know I can sing and I rehearsed hard. I worked hard on it, but you know, dance steps. I got best dancer in high school, but I'm 90 now. Forget it.
I got to tell you how much better I'm sleeping ever since my attitude sheets arrived. Listen, everyone who listens to this podcast always tells me I have attitude, but now I have attitude, really attitude sheets. And what I love about attitude is they're not just so comfortable. They're eco-friendly. They're bedding and bath and apparel and all sorts of essentials made from 100% bamboo. And their innovative clean bamboo fabric is softer than silk, more breathable than cotton. It's cooling. It's hyperallergenic. I sleep better. I used to always get hot when I sleep. These sheets let me breathe at night. And I'm happy I'm doing something that's good for the environment. They're free of harmful chemicals. You can try Attitude bedding for 30 nights. And if you're not completely satisfied, return it for a full refund. Right now, you can get 20% off your order plus free shipping when you visit attitude.com/velvetrope and enter promo code velvetrope. Remember, that's attitude, E-T-T-I-T-U-D-E, as in eco attitude. Order today for free shipping and 20% off your order at attitude.com/velvetrope, promo code velvetrope. It's not easy. Speaking of reality shows and not wanting, is this true that Andy Cohen wanted you to do at one point, like a Life on My D-List, like a Kathy Griffin type
show? Yeah, he did. And I love him, but I was like, no. She did that well because she stayed above it. You know, I don't know if I could have stayed above it. And he wanted to bring in my Italian-American family, because I would do that in my stand-up, and I did it in a whole chunk about that in my one-man show on Broadway and Laugh For. So, you know, he wanted to bring in my sisters and my brother. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to be responsible for making my mentally ill family famous. That's not happening. I'm not stupid. There's just no way. Mm-mm.
Do you watch, like, Housewives? Like, do you watch any reality?
No. Never saw an episode. Never saw an episode of the Kardashians or the Housewives, or I don't like it. I feel it's ruined television.
It's a lot.
Everything down. I think it's one of the reasons why Trump was selected, because we have dumbed down and people can't turn away from those big mouths screaming at you. And hence, and thus we have this. This is what we had for a president. So there you go.
It is related, no, if you think about people
it's
screaming.
Done this. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. You know how Truman Capote said, if you live in LA, your IQ goes down a point every day. So I feel that if you watch reality shows, that's true. I mean, when I lived in LA at one point, I thought Joni Loves Chachi was actually a good show. That's when I knew I had to move back.
You're like, get me back to New York City.
Yeah.
You're right. And you're right. This isn't a reality show, The Masked Singer. It is. It's a competition.
Neither is Dancing with the Stars. Neither is American Idol. And I love American Idol because it's like contestant, judge. Simple.
So, no to hosting The View, yes to being a judge on a reality competition show.
Oh, sure.
Do you think The View...
But I love doing The View, and I'd love to go. I like to go on The View more. I miss the, you know, since Trump was in office, it became much more about politics. And anytime I would go on, you know, like to do Anthony Scaramucci, it was something political. I mean, I did go on for the 25th, and they did a whole montage about what I've done over the years. And I just did so now that's slowly coming back, I think, because I just went on to plug TCM. So that was, you know, that was a nice thing that they had me on for that.
And Joy Behar just had her 80th birthday and said that it's been going on forever.
I know. I love her.
So as we wrap up, you know, now that you have done The Masked Singer, you know, if you got, you know, a call and they asked you, who do you recommend, you know, from, and just like that, like, who do you think would go the farthest?
I mean, SJ can sing. You know, I don't know if she'd ever do it. And Sada Ramirez can sing her ass off. So, you know, but, you know, I would not suggest anybody. It is not my business.
Those are two good options, though, but you would leave that to them.
Yeah, of course. I'd be like, you know, I'm not booking that show for you. Do it yourself. You get paid for that.
And then finally, as we wrap up, and again, I thoroughly have enjoyed watching you. Long live Maeve. Do you think, because I know she's part of the story this next season, like, do you think we're ever going to see Samantha? Like, do you think Kim Cattrall, like, as we in form, do you think Kim will ever appear again?
No.
I didn't think so. I just, you're closer to Michael Patrick King in the production than I am. So I just figured I would ask you while you were here.
But you know what? I could be wrong, but no. I mean, it's not my work. It's not my job. I do my work. I play well with the children. And then we all go home. And then sometimes meet up, you know, for dinner here and there.
In Chelsea, of course.
Yeah, or, yeah.
Well, listen, I have thoroughly enjoyed chatting with you. I really appreciate this. Hopefully your AirPods are going to last for the rest of your Zooms.
They're not.
And thank
like
you
10%,
to everyone.
I'm screwed. All right. Well, thank you, David.
Thank you. I'll see you around the hood.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye, honey.
Not only is the world in a crazy stressful time, but our Bravo and our Housewives world is in a crazy stressful time. Is Rinna going to stay or go? What do you do to relax? You haven't tried CBD. You haven't experienced complete relaxation. CBDistillery.com has the best CBD products, and I've tried them all, including their top-rated Synergy Plus collection. There's no prescription needed, and it's delivered to your door. This delivers a sense of calmness and well-being that'll make you wonder how you manage your life without it. So it could possibly be this effective at helping take the edge off of life. It's called Unwind Synergy plus THC and CBD. It's only available from CBDistillery.com and you must be 21 or older to purchase. Unwind Synergy helps me do this show and it helps me watch these housewife shows and just not get so stressed out about it all. Visit CBDistillery.com and click on Synergy Plus. At the checkout, enter Velvet for 15% off. Again, enter Velvet for 15% off at CBDistillery.com. That's CBDistillery.com. It's not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. Using Talkspace to me makes me feel like I have a mental health professional with me at all times, and I freaking love that. Talkspace offers both therapy and psychiatry, and being able to reach out to my provider at any time, anywhere, makes taking care of my mental health super easy. You guys know I'm never in one place for very long, and I'm so relaxed when I'm traveling and I'm away, and knowing that I need to talk with my therapist, all I have to do is send a message from wherever I am. Look, therapy isn't easy, right? And dealing with mental health head on, it's a challenge at times, but connecting with my therapist isn't and shouldn't be. You can sign up online for Talkspace and you get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically in no more than 48 hours. How great is that? And they have thousands of licensed therapists with over 40 years experience in all specialties, depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, anger management, and so on, relationship issues. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/velvet. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/velvet to get $100 off your first month. That's Talkspace.com/velvet. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.